what you're talking about.
Who's he talking?
Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his voice?
You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
Classic hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. It is time for Jock Gibberish. It's sponsored by Fairbury Furniture. We appreciate that support, and I appreciate talking about food. And Ginger is willing to join me this morning to talk about that very subject. Ginger, how are you this morning?
Doing good. How about yourself?
I am not too bad. We are going to talk about a favorite summertime treat, ice cream.
Woohoo!
There is a new survey out by Ranker.com. Somebody got the brilliant idea that they would start a whole website just devoted to listing things, and it's worked out pretty well for them. Today, they said that they asked people, more than 5,000 of them, what their favorite ice cream is. I don't know if I agree with this survey or not, but that's the whole point of surveys, is to get me to talk about it, and it worked. So, at Ranker.com, these are the top 10 ice creams that you can go looking for here in the summertime season. And number 10 is peanut butter cup.
Yum.
I'm not going to say it's bad. I never have been a big fan of the gimmicky ice creams, though. I like just a straight flavored ice cream, whatever it happens to be.
I can do the peanut butter cup. I enjoy that one. Little candy pieces.
I just like to go buy a bag of candy and then have some ice cream.
There you go.
And then you get like three times the calories. But it all tastes good. But yeah, again, I will say going in, there's nothing wrong with any of these. I don't know if I would have ranked them this way. But peanut butter cup came in at number 10. And I will talk for just a second about some of the stuff that was left off the list. Butter brickle is not here.
I've never heard of butter brickle.
Butter brickle is like, it's like a burnt sugar kind of flavor to it. Hmm. It's like a brown sugar ice cream. Moose tracks is not here.
Love moose tracks.
I know that that's very popular with a lot of people. So this is certainly not a comprehensive list. This is just what these 5,000 people voted for. Coffee-flavored ice cream is number 9.
Ugh.
I don't know if I've ever had coffee-flavored ice cream.
I'm not a fan of coffee, so
I have taken
this doesn't trip my trigger.
I've taken a cup of coffee and put ice cream in it, like cream in your coffee. But maybe I'm just weird that way.
Hey.
I don't know.
However you like your coffee.
It doesn't last long in a cup of coffee. I can promise you that. But it makes
it taste good.
Makes it taste good. And I will ask you this while we're at it, Ginger. What do you think? You know, there are things like ice milk and frozen yogurt. I've never been a big fan. I got to be honest.
The frozen yogurt, it's hit or miss with me. I think it just depends on the flavor. I'm more of a straight shooter when it comes to those.
Yeah.
I don't like the weird stuff in it.
And I just think ice cream is more creamy. And that sounds dumb to say considering it's called ice cream. But
right.
I just think it's a better blend as far as the texture goes. Not that the flavor of those things is bad. I don't want anybody
it's
to get
not,
the impression that
it's thicker.
Yeah. It's just richer.
You know, custard is thicker.
I don't want to give anybody the impression that if somebody offered me a bowl of ice milk, I'd say, oh, my God. You expect me to eat ice milk?
I don't know
I'm
about
not that,
the iced milk thing.
I'm not that kind of guy. But I would prefer ice cream. So peanut butter cup is number 10. Coffee is number 9. And Rocky Road comes in at number 8.
I'm kind of surprised by the ranking of that one.
Too low or too high?
It's up too high.
Okay. You're not a fan of Rocky Road?
Not really. Not a big fan of nuts in my ice cream.
Yeah, I have to say some ice creams just have too much stuff in them. And we were doing a little research before we started with Rocky Road on the list. You know, the question became, what exactly is Rocky Road? And officially, it's chocolate ice cream.
Marshmallows.
With marshmallows and nuts.
But now, what kind of nuts?
Well, exactly.
That's where we ran into the problem.
That's what we ran into. Everybody's got their variations on it. The original Rocky Road, according to food historians, had walnuts in it. But then even the guy who originated it eventually went to almonds.
Yeah, so, I remember almonds. I've seen pecans in it.
Yeah. I would think those softer nuts would be better in ice cream myself.
I agree.
You know, walnuts and pecans are just a little easier to bite into an almond. I mean, it's kind of tough. It's a tough nut to crack, as they say. I don't know. Like I say, not that big a fan because I like to put toppings on ice cream. So if you get the stuff that's already got a lot of stuff in it, you kind of cut out the toppings because it seems redundant, you know.
Yep.
French vanilla is on the list in its own category. And if they had put French vanilla and regular vanilla together, vanilla probably would have won the whole survey. But French vanilla comes in seventh because French vanilla ice cream has eggs in it.
Interesting.
Makes it a little bit too rich for some people, I guess. But I think it's delicious. I'm a big fan of vanilla ice cream because, like I say, my thing was always to have all those bottles of toppings, you know, all the different sprinkles and nuts to put on it.
If you have toppings, I will do vanilla ice cream. If you do not have toppings for your vanilla ice cream, I will not eat it.
It's a little too vanilla for you.
Yep.
I just think that's delicious. And vanilla, of course, has a very mild flavor, so, of course, it goes with everything. You want to put butterscotch on it, you want to put chocolate on it, you want to put fudge on it. Just have a party.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, while we're on the topic of toppings. What do you think of the, like, the Miracle Shell toppings, where it gets all crunchy?
I like the crunchy topping. I do like that.
I don't know if I could ever get used to that or not. I've tried it a couple of times, and I
said... But my go-to topping is marshmallow and hot fudge.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah, hot fudge. Oh, and caramel. Oh, my goodness.
That's good, too.
Of course, you know, caramel is melted sugar, so how far wrong are you going to go?
Next time you go to Dairy Queen, get a hot fudge and caramel shake. It is so good.
A hot fudge and caramel shake? I don't think I've ever tried that.
It's very good.
It does sound
good. I recommend
good.
It.
I might do it now. Ginger, you're on your own. I'm out the door. Regular chocolate chip is on the list. And I guess that's as compared to mint chocolate chip or something like that. That comes in at number six.
I'd have to add hot fudge to the top of that.
So you'd have like double chocolate ice cream, you know. And
yes.
It also gets into kind of a gray area here because, you know, chocolate chip ice cream is vanilla for the most part. It's just they add chocolate chips to it. Unless you get, I have seen some brands call it double chocolate ice cream, which is chocolate ice cream with chocolate chips in it. Of course, you could always just buy a carton of ice cream and put your own chocolate chips in it too.
I would probably do it that way.
I'm complicating the issue here, but when it comes to ice cream, it's just right there in the bowl. You can do whatever you want with it.
That's right.
Strawberry came in at number five.
Not a fan of strawberry ice cream.
My problem is that sometimes strawberry ice cream can be really good, but other times it just tastes phony. You know what I mean? It just doesn't have
I think
a good
flavor
to it.
I think it depends on the brand.
I think you're
it's
exactly
all about
right.
The brand.
You're exactly right. Neapolitan, which is a combination of vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry, came in 12th. So there you go.
I think I've only had that kind of ice cream once.
I think that's probably about right for me, too, because my parents always said it was just gimmicky and that we'd eat one spoonful of it and then we wouldn't want any more, and so they wouldn't buy it.
Yeah.
And it would just go bad in the freezer. My mother also didn't like to buy it. Every once in a while, we could beg enough to get that peanut butter and jelly where it's all combined in the jar. But she had the same problem
with
that.
The goober, whatever
it's
called.
Yeah, there you go. I think that's exactly what it's called. And she said, well, you guys, once the peanut butter and jelly get all mushed together, you guys won't eat it anymore.
I was okay with that. But this whole Neapolitan ice cream, I don't like chocolate and strawberry mixed together.
Yeah.
That's
a good point.
It's weird to me.
I don't know who came up with the idea. But, let's see. Where are we? Oh, we mentioned this a minute ago. Mint chocolate chip is number four, and I guess that's why they set it apart from regular chocolate chip.
That happens to be one of my favorites.
I have to say that's good. That touch of mint in there is deliciousness.
Yes.
In a bowl.
With the perfect amount of chocolate.
Now, I will make a confession here, Ginger, and I don't know if I should. When I was a kid, my favorite thing to do was get a bowl of ice cream, but then mash it and kind of swirl it around until it was the consistency of a milkshake. Basically, I just kind of let the ice cream melt.
Makes sense.
And then I'd kind of drink it or sort of slurp it like a soup. Used to drive my parents crazy. It's like
everyone has their own little...
Just eat your ice cream.
Own little thing.
We didn't have ice cream all that often. I think that's what made them mad. It's like, this is supposed to be a special treat, and here you are playing with your food instead of eating it. I like it better mashed. I don't know.
Oh, that's funny.
Number three, Ginger's already weighed in on this. I like vanilla, but Ginger doesn't like it when it's just vanilla by itself. But
gotta
vanilla comes
toppings.
In at number three. Yeah, I have to say, that's how I like my ice cream. And that's why I prefer the vanilla. Like I say, you can grab the butterscotch or the magic shell or the chocolate or the fudge or whatever it is that flips your switch.
I'll do twist, you know, chocolate and vanilla twist together.
Huh?
I'll do that with no toppings, but.
I hadn't thought about that. You're right. That is a very, and different brands call it different things, but just chocolate and vanilla swirl ice cream. You know, that's delicious. Chocolate ice cream comes in at number two. No real debate there.
Nope.
Who doesn't like chocolate ice cream? I suppose there are people. I shouldn't say it that way, but it's delicious. How can you not like
people that have a chocolate allergy, I guess.
I guess. And I have known people that didn't like milk chocolate. Some people like dark chocolate a lot better. I've never had a dark chocolate ice cream, though, so I suppose they exist.
I think they do.
And they're talking here about ice cream, by the way. Gelato is available right here in Pontiac, and it's like a super rich ice cream. So
I've never had that.
I guess they're not considering that. It's quite good. First time I ever had gelato, they brought it to me in a very small dish. And I thought, what kind of a ripoff is this? I didn't say that. You know what I mean. But I did.
You're wondering why.
This was nowhere local, so I'm not insulting any local businesses. But, yeah, you look at it and you're like, is that all I get? And then you start eating it like, wow, this is
why I only get this much.
This is really rich. But, yeah, generally speaking, gelato is like ice cream magnified, you know.
I'll have to try some.
Yeah, it is well worth the time. And chocolate ice cream comes in at number two. And number one, cookies and cream.
Another one of my favorites.
It is good.
I'm good with that choice.
I have to say, it is delicious stuff. But I will probably remain more of a purist. No matter what strikes my fancy here, if I go to the store to buy ice cream, I'll probably get one of the straight flavors.
I would always get vanilla ice cream and then take Oreos and crump it up on top and then put some hot fudge on there.
That sounds good. How are you going to miss with that?
Delicious.
I got distracted.
I was thinking ice cream.
I was thinking about parfaits and everything else here, hot fudge sundaes. And when I was a kid, now this is a long time ago. This is back in the 1970s. So, I mean, you got to consider the era we're in. But we had a drugstore in town that would sell hot fudge sundaes for a quarter.
Nice.
So a lot of times that was our lunch, which maybe set me on a bad path for the rest of my nutritional life. Man, it tasted good. And it was a quarter.
That's
the
awesome.
Part that blew my mind, yeah.
Too bad we didn't have those still around here.
I'm telling you what, because I'd weigh 900 pounds would be the first problem. So that's Ranker.com's list of the top ice creams. Of course, you're entitled to your opinion as well. And, of course, every time you turn around, there's a new variation. In fact, one of them that's not on here that I actually do like, and I've been saying a couple of times I didn't like the ice cream with a lot of fancy additives, but have you ever had, like, the toffee ice creams?
Like I where haven't.
You have Heath toffee bars in your vanilla ice cream?
I haven't done the Heath. I've done Snickers.
That stuff is good.
It is good.
I'm going to have to get out here. I got to talk to Kathy and say, hey.
We need to have ice cream day.
I'm out, Kat. I got to get some ice cream. It's going to be my breakfast, my brunch, my lunch, and maybe supper too. I don't know. Now I'm thinking about ice cream.
I know. Way to go, Todd.
Well, Ginger, it was great talking with you about it. Because,
thanks for having me.
Like I say, now I'm starving, so we'll
me
see
too.
If we can grab some. And Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. While I still have a few brain cells that aren't thinking about ice cream, and they're thinking about Fairbury Furniture. They sponsor Jock Gibberish.